Oh, folks, get on your bikes and ride. The time is 6:09 in the p.m. Still listening to KOB, Hornsby Austin, 91.7 FM, or online worldwide at koop.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, the phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP, toll-free number 1-888-917-KOOP.
Standard text rates and international charges do apply, so please beware.
Oddly enough, we accept collect calls.
Yes, we do. You could use 1-800-CALL-ATT. Is that still around? Do you think that still works?
Let's give it a try right now.
No, that's all right. I'll do it later.
We just heard UME or UME or UME. If you know how to correctly pronounce that, give me a call. I want to know. 472-5667. Local Austin Act UME with the conductor off the Sunshower EP. And before that,
we heard The Walkmen with Another One Goes By off the album. I don't have it in front of me. A Million Miles Off? I'm going to say A Million Miles Off.
What track was it?
20. Take it out of the sleeve.
And it's on the Walkman?
There we go.
100 miles off.
100 miles off.
You were 100 miles away from that answer.
Eat it. Shut up. Good album, though.
And
good
by eat,
song.
By it, I mean The Curb.
Oh. What?
That's right.
Like American History X?
Yep. Get the teeth out.
You know what? I really don't like talking about that scene.
I don't like that scene either.
Oh.
Spoiler alert. In Sopranos, Tony gave somebody a curb job. I'm sitting here watching The Sopranos at home by myself. But when he stepped in the back of that guy's neck, I still freaked out. I like screamed.
Anytime I even hear a reference to it, I have to like bite down just to make sure my teeth are still there.
Oh, stop talking about your teeth.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Speaking of movies, I want to take you to task, David.
Oh, jeez.
Hold on. Let's see if this caller knows. KOP, you're on the air.
Yeah, it's the proper pronunciation is UME.
UME. What's your name, caller?
I'm David.
David, do you like UME?
Yeah, UME is not bad. I don't know if you're speaking of the restaurant or... I guess the plum, maybe? I don't know.
He's talking about the band.
Oh, the band, no. See, that's what I get for just hopping in my car and being like, oh, yeah, sure, I'll call.
I still appreciate the call, though, UME.
It was a good effort on your part. I appreciate it.
Yeah, pat yourself on the back, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. You have a good one.
Thank oh, you have a great one.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye. I hope that guy has a great one.
Yeah, that'd be nice if he did.
I need to take you to task for UME.
No, not with UME.
No, but I'm saying now, I'm recapping.
Oh, right.
UME with the conductor. I need to take you to task, David Hotta. You lent me a movie.
I don't like where this is going. Yes, I did.
Before Christmas break.
Yes.
If you can call it a break because, well, whatever.
Well, we're grown-ups.
We didn't have a break, but yeah. But I was going to San Antonio for a while, and you're like, oh, here, take this with you. What movie was this?
It was The Orphanage.
The Orphanage, or El Orfanato.
Yes.
Yes, Guillermo del Toro presents The Orphanage. A Spanish language. What genre movie would you say it is?
I would say it is... I'm going to say thriller, for lack of a better term.
Your DVD collection is vast.
Yes.
Especially compared to mine.
Yes.
Your DVD collection is it's like Broken Social Circle. Is that the name of the group?
Broken Social Scene.
Why can't I say that? Broken Social Scene to my DVD collection's Local H.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah. I would have gone with Earth, Wind, and Fire. They have a lot of people in there.
Yeah, to mine, Bob. To my DVD collection's Bob Log.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So why, out of your vast resources, did you choose this movie to give to me?
Well,
out of curiosity.
It wasn't like I was staring at my collection and said, this is the one. I think we were talking about it. I think I was talking about it drunkenly, perhaps. And
awesome.
I said, you haven't seen it? You should see it. This is pretty good. I enjoyed it. And I happened to be getting it in the mail that very same week. So it was just easy. It was just transitive property. Just hand it over to you and say, this is good. You should watch it when you get a chance.
Okay. And I've had it for a month and a half at least.
Right.
And I just watched it last night. But the other day I was like, you know what movie I haven't seen yet? The Orphanage. Because I don't want to see it because I'm worried it's too scary. I don't want to start it late at night.
Yeah.
And when I said that, what did you say?
I said, it's not really scary. It's got some moments of like... you know, it'll startle you or kind of put you in like this.
No, you didn't say that.
What did I say?
You go, hey, it's not really scary. And I go, yeah, it's a horror movie. And then you said something else. Like, nah, it's really more suspense.
Yeah, it is. It's really more suspense.
Are you kidding me? That movie was plenty scary.
It was good though, wasn't it?
It was scary, David. Just watching that on my couch at home, enjoying a glass of wine.
I'm sorry. It got me.
She's playing the Spanish equivalent of Red Light, Green Light with a house full of ghosts. Turns around, bunch of kids standing there, ghost kids.
How creepy is that?
That's super creepy.
That's awesome.
She pulled out her nail at one point.
Yeah.
Here's an old lady with the jaw hanging off her face. Not scary.
It's not scary.
It was scary.
You were a child.
I'm not a child. The movie was scary. You're insane.
But it was good, though. But it was good, though. Just say it was good.
It was good. I liked the ending.
Okay, good.
I liked the ending.
Yeah. See? Brought it all back. And then you're like, oh, thank God I got out of that thrill ride and enjoy happier times.
I don't know. You're like, it's not scary at all.
Well, I mean, it's not like... I can't even think of scary. It is pretty... It's not The Descent. It's not the...
Never saw The Descent. I know to avoid it.
Really?
Yeah.
What does it matter with you?
I don't like super scary movies.
All right, that's fine.
It's not that I get scared, but I don't like the gore as much. It's not like I like Punisher Warzone gore.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see...
I'm not recommending a Herschel Gordon Lewis movie for you. I'm not recommending the one where they cut the tongue out.
Hey, can you bring in the janitor, the co-op janitor? He's got to sweep up all these names you're
dropping. I'm going to murder you. Oh, my God.
How are you going to murder me? In a scary way from one of these movies you love?
Yes.
It'll smash you.
I learned the best.
Yeah, I don't want to see some guy coming after me crawling on all fours, but his head's turned around backwards. That's scary.
Okay, that is scary.
Or like that Grudge, that movie with the little Asian kid with cat eyes. I don't want to see that either.
No, yeah, you shouldn't see that.
He's like painted white. What's that about?
But if you're getting scared of kids with burlap sacks on their heads, I can do nothing for you.
That part didn't scare me, but other parts did.
All right.
My hair's perked up on my arm.
Yeah.
It scared me.
Well, fine. I won't recommend any more movies to you.
Yeah, just out of all the movies you could have chosen.
Okay, maybe I'll recommend something else to you.
All right, what are you going to lend me next?
I don't know, Babe Pig in the City. Oh, wait, actually, no. He's
actually,
in the city.
You know what's funny?
It's very scary in that city.
I bought that for a girl I was dating once. And I don't know if I want to reveal as much information. We watched it. And because I was like, oh, she liked Babe. Because Babe won.
Majestic.
Delightful.
Yes, a treat.
Enchanting. Babe Pig in the City, dark. That is a dark movie.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Okay, yeah.
Fine. I won't recommend that one to you. How about tape a couple episodes of Yo Gabba Gabba off the TV? You want to just watch that?
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
How about a concert footage of P. Lander Z? How about we just watch that? What? I don't know. Actually, that's a big no thanks. Let's take a break, play some more music. What are we going to hear here, Mr. David?
Crud. What are we going to hear? We're going to hear Pete and the Pirates.
Pete and the Pirates back with more Mascot Wedding Show right after this.
Hang on, I'll be in the string section real quick. Oh, it's just so fun. Hey, we're back with more Mascot Wedding Show.
What's your name, son?
My name is David.
David who?
David Hata.
Yeah.
Proudly representing the Hata clan.
That's right. And I, the shame of my family, Mac Blake, and he was correct. This is more Mascot Wedding Show.
Yes.
Part of Co-op's Over the Sweater Saturday.
That's right. We're just friends, unless you want us to be a little more.
Yep.
Mac, I would like to...
Gentlemen, if you will. Yeah, what's up?
I would like to take this opportunity...
Take it, son.
Yeah.
Floor's yours.
Exactly. This is our floor. This is our arena to air our grievances.
This is our cafe.
Yeah, sometimes. This is our confessional.
Oh, it is indeed.
And I would like to confess something. I did something this past week that I immediately regretted.
What was that?
I was at a website that I like going to.
Yeah.
I frequent. It's a blog. Let's just call it a blog.
How come you don't do you... Quick aside, why don't you want to mention the name of it?
Oh, I'll mention it. Cinematical.
Oh, okay.
It's a very good site, movie information and whatnot. So I went to Cinematical, and they had a topic. The discussion was, and we'll get into this later probably, the topic was basically, is there room for Michael Bay in a Christopher Nolan world? And what the article said, in summary, is that, hey, action movies are getting better. Why do we keep letting this guy who makes lousy action movies make action movies?
This guy being Michael Bay.
Michael Bay, right.
Who makes horrible, horrible
who
movies.
Who made Pearl Harbor and Transformers
yes.
and The Island and etc. But yeah, with this smattering, this renaissance of action movies getting better. The Spider-Mans, mm-hmm. With the exception of three. The Batmans.
The Iron Mans.
The Iron Man, yes, exactly. Getting much better. So is there room for Michael Bay in this world? And the commenters to this blog post were very pro-Michael Bay and very not bright.
Uh-huh.
So what did I do? I said, I'm going to throw my hat in this ring. There's trouble on the internet. I have to post a comment, which I never do, because one of my pet peeves in this world are blog commenters, people who go on the internet and just hate. They just hate every single time. And I know not to get hooked in. I know not to get suckered, but I did. So I signed up for an account. I logged in. I posted my comment, and I immediately regretted it. And so now I'm telling you, Mac.
What was your comment? Generally,
it was, I don't even remember now. I was saying I liked the movies like Iron Man and Spider-Man, and I even threw Hot Fuzz in there as an example, because they were fun, but they weren't mindless.
Uh-huh.
Those two words do not have to go hand in hand. And I made some other comments,
because
too.
Transformers by Michael Bay.
Oh.
Sure, you have bright, shiny action, but you all just have the dumbest script.
Yeah, really? These Transformers came all the way, and they found Shia LaBeouf through his eBay account?
Yeah, the Transformers came all this way to just drop, like, to reference at websites and stuff.
Yeah.
And say, like, bad, outdated slang.
Yeah, yeah. These robots, these tough, hardened warriors, tiptoeing through backyards saying, my bad.
Yeah, like, exactly. It's like a... Optimus, don't step on my flowers. He's like, let's hug it out, Sparkplug, or whatever. Yeah. What was the kid's name?
I don't know.
Hey, Shia LaBeouf, yeah. Let's hug it out. Or something.
But seriously, like, and I'm trying not to...
Megatron, where's the beef?
I'm trying not to hate. If you like that movie, more power to you. But it's
the
dumb.
Power of Energon, David. Autobots.
Yeah.
Roll out.
Let's turn this Mountain Dew machine into a Transformer.
Oh, really? That's right.
Really?
Oh,
really?
Oh, God.
So yeah, so I was like, look, the only way I'm recommending Transformers to anybody is if they just bought a brand new TV and they want to see how awesome stuff could look on it. That's the only way I'm recommending that movie.
Or people who are really, really high and you want to get like brought down by something.
Oh yeah.
They'd be like, well, let's watch Transformers. Oh, this movie's bad. I got to get off this stuff.
If your goal is, when you're high, is to be disoriented, like to the point of like going crazy, maybe, I recommend Transformers.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I posted that, you know, just a salvo, and that's it.
But you instantly regretted it.
I instantly regretted it.
How come?
Because I knew what I'd posted. I knew where I was putting it. Mm. 10 minutes later, a response comes, and it basically says, "You do realize that Hot Fuzz was a comedy, not an action movie. You see, it was playing on the action movie cliches, so it was really more of a satire." And like I even responded to that. I knew I should have just let it go. Why didn't I let it go?
It's not going
to
heal if you keep picking at it, David.
I know. But I had to just let him know. Really? I'm not that stupid. I know.
What did you say?
I said I am aware that it was a comedy.
Okay, so this guy, whose name is probably like Johnny Star 82.
Yeah.
You got to make sure he knows.
Yeah.
Some.
I got to make sure he didn't. I got to let him know he didn't win.
Yeah.
Oh, it just, yeah, exactly. What do I care? What do I care what Johnny Storm, the 383, cares?
Message boards are horrible.
Message boards are the worst.
And fighting against internet commentary is...
It's kicking water uphill.
Trying to drown the ocean.
Yeah.
You know? Trying to scream at the sun. It just doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. And I knew that.
For the longest time, like, I have some YouTube accounts or something, and somebody would post something on there that I didn't like, and I'd edit it, but it's a losing battle. And something else that I used to do, which I've kind of given up on, is it killed me for the longest time. Like the lack of accountability on the internet, which is so stupid because it's not like that's what it's going to be.
You know?
It accept it, but it made me mad. And so I would, whenever I signed up user accounts, I'd always use my real name.
Hmm.
I would never choose a fake name because. You know, like, oh, I will stand by my words. But you know what? No one cares.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't at all.
Yeah.
But no, I know the same thing. Every time I've, like, replied on a message board, I instantly was like, why did I do that? There's this podcast comic book podcast called Word Balloon, hosted by this, if you allow me to borrow a phrase, factory rep douche named John Suntress.
Go on.
And basically, he will laugh at anything these comic book people say. Mm-hmm. And it's not like, I listened to some interviews where he interviews Brian Michael Bendis, who's a really prolific comic book writer. He writes a bunch of books for Marvel Comics and some independent books, too. And he'd be like, hey, this is Word Balloon. We're on the phone with Brian Michael Bendis. Hey, Bendis, how's it going? He's like, great. And the guy, like, fall over himself, like, trying to laugh at him. He's like, how's it going? He's like, ah, great. My daughter just looked at me with a really stupid face. Kids. Like, just, oh, my God. Sucking up so hard to this comic book guy. And not that the writer is not good, but in the echelon of people that you need to suck up to, this guy's this guy sits at home, Brian Michael Bendis, in front of a computer and types his comics into Word or whatever, maybe the final draft.
Yeah.
He doesn't have an entourage. He didn't have to talk to his agent. You probably just had to send him an email. Hey, can I interview you?
Yeah. Let's say you make a good impression on him. Where is that going to get you?
Yeah. And so, but the thing is I still like hearing these people talk. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
And so I don't know why I did this. I instantly regretted it. But I posted on the message board where this was, and I was like, yeah, I really like these interviews. I just kind of wish that the host would take it down a notch, I think is what I said. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe take the laughter down a notch. And sure enough, I might as well just got out a giant bell and been like, come here, trolls, ding dong, dong, troll food. Because sure enough, like some guy whose name is like, Johnny Sexy. Like, yeah. I don't know why Johnny is my default username.
Well, it is a very sexy name.
No, but this guy's name was something stupid, though. And he was like, what are you talking about? F you. And then just all this, like, lurid profanity. And then the Suntress guy actually, like, replied.
Yeah.
And he was just like, excuse me for, like, thinking something is funny. I was like, you think everything is funny. Like, things that are not funny. But I couldn't bring myself to type it. But I could bring myself to follow the thread and read the 20 more negative things that people were saying about me. And, you know what I did? This is stupid. I did respond, and I was like, because this guy had some other post, and I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. You win. Like, super sarcastic because...
Which doesn't really pick up.
Doesn't play at all. No.
No.
But you're right. It was like I couldn't let him win. I couldn't let, Tool Academy out there. Sexican Chocolate 69. Think he got the best of Mac B. Yeah. Because, once again, I use my real name.
Yeah, don't do that.
Or part of it. I'm just going to start using my social security number on my username, just because then you know that, like Ray Smuggles from Akewood. I said that thing on the internet, and that matters.
Let me ask you this. Do you have a default fake name?
No, I haven't started using it.
Okay, because somebody called me on the fact that I do.
Yeah.
And they thought that was creepy. And I didn't think so. I thought everybody needs a fake name sometimes.
Oh, I have a fake name to tell people when I'm in casinos.
Yeah.
KOP, you're on the air.
This is your old arch nemesis, Slappy Pinchbottom.
Slappy Pinchbottom!
Slappy Pinchbottom, I'll kill you! Hey, Slappy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Not too bad. How about you?
How are you? What are you up to these days?
I'm pretty good. I just had to call in with an opinion on Michael Bay.
Go on.
Lay it on us, Pinchbottom.
Well... I have to agree that he makes terrible, terrible movies.
So in agreement.
But he makes love so sweetly. so sweet, like a sweet little girl.
Well, maybe and he so should film
to,
that.
I had to say that in his defense.
Well, okay, that's fine. But I'm not paying $10 to see that.
You should.
Well, I would like to if it's better than The Island.
I could get you a discount ticket.
Please do.
Oh, Pinchbottom.
Email me offline.
Oh, jeez.
Thank you, Slappy.
We're still wiping the sleeves off the wall since you left.
So, anyway, thanks for the good work you do, and I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you,
Pinchbottom. Come back soon.
All right,
bye.
Slappy Pinchbottom, host of Slappy Pinchbottom's Odd Preoccupation.
Yes, former neighbor to the Mascot Wedding Show.
That's right. He used to be, you could say we used to be his dessert, or you could also say he was our appetizer.
Yeah.
Seeing as how he had the longer show, I'll go ahead and say twin entrees.
Yeah, exactly. It's a co-bill. It's Billy Joel and Elton John.
Sometimes we switch. Sometimes we... Yeah, no, actually, he always came before us. And he had a longer show.
Yeah.
But good to hear from him. Yes. But yeah, let's talk about Michael Bay for a little bit.
Yeah.
That point of, is there room for Michael Bay in a Christopher Nolan world? Because Michael Bay, in terms of like directing, if you want to talk about directing an action movie, the dude's got chops.
Yes, he does.
His cuts, his edits, they're fast.
He can handle a massive project like nobody's business, and that is admirable.
Yeah. When there's some action scenes that need to be done, the action is, you can feel the velocity of it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, it's a white knuckle thrill ride.
Exactly. Strap in, open up your Rockstar energy drink, you know, whatever. Put down the Xbox control. I don't know what
but
I'm saying.
But
the action
me.
Is good.
Forgive me. I kind of wanted to see a movie in addition to this explosion mixtape.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why does the stuff in between the explosions have to be so wretched?
Yeah.
And it doesn't. It doesn't have to be.
And that's always going to be his big justification, is that I'm not making the movies for the snobs. I'm making movies for the blue-collar guy who just loves explosions and car chases and crashes. So if you don't like this movie, screw you. I mean, it's a fail-safe. It's just, it's indefensible.
Yeah, and I don't want everything to be like The Dark Knight.
No.
The last thing I want now
is... Oh, my God, I would be exhausted. I would just have a stroke.
It's funny because... I don't know if I got a name from this or not, but Frank Miller's landmark 80s comic book series, Batman the Dark Knight Returns and Watchmen, which is now being made into a movie. Oh, my God.
We're less than a month away.
Well, hold on a second, though. I was just about to say, after those came out, the comic book world reacted. Instead of making their comics psychologically dense like those, they just decided, oh, these darker, grittier movies, that's what people want.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the last thing I want is for people to look at The Dark Knight and be like, oh, do they want movies that are layered and, you know, are smart? No, they just want movies that are dark and depressing because they're talking about making a
Superman. They were going to reboot Superman.
Yeah, the head of Warner Brothers was like, the problem with the last Superman movie, not dark enough. Yeah, because the guy in a red cape and blue tights who flies and rescues us all, it needs to be dark.
Yeah, because the world's Boy Scout needs to be troubled. That's what's going to bring the viewers in.
But I think if you look to the summer's other superhero blockbuster, Iron Man.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people were super surprised by Iron Man, including myself.
I was crazy surprised how good that was.
Because it's like, look, you know what? This is a movie about a man in an impossible suit of armor that you know, murders things or whatever.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, wow, I did not expect that to be that much fun.
Yeah. They got it so close to any semblance of plausibility that I was like, okay, yeah, kudos. Kudos to you, Iron Man.
Michael Bay, maybe Transformers 2. You can try and have the fun, but try and pace it to where I don't feel like you think I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, God, I forget what John Turturro in Transformers, the original one. The movie was bad. But, like, he's like, yeah, I'm a CIA agent. It's like, oh, yeah? It's like, what division? It was like, stupid joke division, because here come, like, the world's dumbest jokes.
Yeah.
At one point, like, a Transformer was, like, urinating gas.
Yeah, he spilled oil on him through a valve. That was strategically placed on the Transformers' body.
You couldn't do an action movie with giant robots without having one urinate on something.
Yeah, exactly. Really? You had 2.5 hours. Was your willpower not that strong? Could you not make it?
Look, even something like Men in Black at the time.
Yeah.
It was entertaining enough.
That was fun, and it wasn't stupid.
Yeah. I didn't feel like, you know, you thought... it's like, hey, if you don't go see my new movie Transformers, I have a little rubber ball you can play with. Like, just as good. Just as good. Where's the ball? Yeah. But you know what? Transformers 2 is coming out. Oh, you know what I'm not looking forward to?
What's that? Transformers 2.
Yeah, I kind of didn't want to talk about the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because it's a week later and I've kind of filed it under Who Cares.
And everybody's talked about it. But go ahead. Go ahead. Talk about it.
But then an ad for G.I. Joe. And I know that's going to be bad. Mm-hmm. But then again, why do I care?
Because... You know?
Like
actually,
that whole thing,
yeah,
like, because people be like, oh man, Transformers so bad. You raped my childhood, which is stupid.
Yeah, that is the dumbest argument. Hey, it was your childhood. It's there. It's done. Yeah.
Like, I go see G.I. Joe, and it's really bad. And suddenly my memories of playing with toys, not seeing a movie, my memory of playing with toys is, like, worse. It's just me playing with toys.
We haven't invented time travel yet to where you could travel back in time, tap little you on the shoulder, and go... You don't want to be doing that. That is going to get sad in 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. I won't be doing it in 20 years. Actually, if I was a kid, I'd be like, this is all I'll be doing in 20 years.
That's what I thought for the longest time.
I want to be G.I. Joe when I grow up. Which one? Snake Eyes? He can't talk and his face got blasted off. Snake Eyes' his brother? No, that's not going to work. Stupid Mac Jr.
Clark has.
I would call my past self Mac Jr. for some reason.
That's weird.
That is weird. Oh. All right. Transformers is really bad, right?
Yes. Yes, it was.
The other day, I was actually wearing a t-shirt that I got as a gift. It has Optimus Prime on it.
Okay.
And it says 84 on it. Mm-hmm. So it has a picture of Optimus Prime and it has the letter, or numbers 84. And I almost regretted wearing the shirt because everywhere I went, people were like, hey, what does your shirt mean?
So wait, okay, so it's a picture of Optimus Prime, the number's 84.
And I have my own reasons for 84, but I don't want to talk about that anymore. I want to talk about this, David.
Okay.
I have a shirt. I have several shirts that I don't like wearing because I know when I wear them, every Johnny Looky-Loo is going to come up and start asking
Johnny
about
again.
Them. I know.
Every Frank Looky-Loo.
Frank Looky-Loo. Like I have this one shirt. It says, I'm the young, what it says? What does it say?
I'm the little brother.
I'm the little brother. Thank you. Because when I was younger, my sister had a shirt that says I'm the older sister, and I had a shirt that said I'm the little brother. Now I am almost a foot taller than my older sister, but she like remade me this shirt. She put the letters on herself.
It was a nice little gift, yeah.
Yeah. And so, but everywhere I go, I get comments on the shirt. And they're not like comments like, oh, I like a shirt, or tell me about the shirt. It was like, oh, yeah, how big's the big brother? Or like you're the little brother, like stupid. It's just stupid all the time. And to wear now, I like this shirt, but I don't want to wear it anymore. I'm sorry. If anyone out there has a similar shirt.
Why is the dad from Tasmania giving you hell about your shirt?
I would enjoy a nice tall glass of orange juice. If anyone out there has a shirt that they don't like wearing because they're going to get flack for it, or too many slack-jawed yokels.
Yeah.
Frankie Looky-Loo, how about that?
Yeah, something you don't really like explaining.
472-5667. I want to know it. 472-KOP. Do you have a shirt like
yeah,
this?
Yeah, I do. I have a shirt. It's my Pavement shirt from, I can't remember which era of Pavement. But it says sunny side up, and it's got two eggs on it, on the chest of the shirt. But the eggs are sunny side up, and they're kind of positioned, like I said, in the torso. So I never thought about it when I bought it. I was like, hey, it's a Pavement shirt. I like Pavement. I wear it around town. No sooner do I start putting it on and wearing it out, people are like, hey, you got boobs on your shirt. Why do you got boobs on your shirt? I'm like, that did not even occur to me, but now that you mention it, I can never wear this shirt again. Are you kidding me? It's eggs. It's clearly eggs. It says sunny side up right under it. Why am I taking hell from you for this shirt?
There's those shirts that the wack, like Vintage Vantage or Snorg or some like Busted Tees.
Yeah.
Like the wacky shirts. And I was looking to purchase a shirt for someone sometime. But every item on the website, I could just see as an excuse for someone to come up and... you know, give an example, like the shirt's like, let's hug it out. It's like, I don't want someone trying to hug me. KOP, you're on the air.
Baby on board.
Baby on board?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right. Callers, try not to be so cryptic or scary when you call in.
I don't like the idea of him having a shirt that says baby on board.
I don't even know if that was him or her. Didn't even talk long enough to discern.
Where's that baby?
Yeah. What would you got a shirt that says baby on board? Come up and be like, where's your baby? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say anything.
I would keep on walking.
The most I would do, I'd be like, baby on board, huh?
Because the last thing in the world I want to know is where that baby is.
But you know what, caller? You're welcome.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Let's play some music.
Let's do that.
Oh, this show's a little too much complaining. Is this a bad show, David?
No. It's solid.
No, I got it. This one's bad.
What'd you say? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm somewhere else right now.
Wait, are you not listening to me?
I'd love to. Yeah, let's do that.
Wow, that explains a lot. What are we going
to
hear?
I believe. Oh, crap. I forgot. I think running the thermodynamics. Don't hold me to that, though.
Why don't you just look it up here?
So sorry. From Runner in the Thermodynamics off their self-titled album. We'll be right back with more Mascot Wedding Show right after this.
If I mention how much I enjoy how loud that promo is. Hey, looks like we got a caller. Oh, KOP, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, I heard you guys talking about the blog commenters.
Yeah, earlier we were. What's your name, caller?
Yeah, hi, my name's Gordon out in West Sunken Valley.
Hey, Gordon, what's up? So what can I do for you?
Oh, nothing. I heard you guys talking about blog commenters, and I had to call in and agree with you 100%.
Yeah, no, they are the worst. They're human scum most of the time.
I know, right? They're just haters, you know? It's just so sad.
It really is sad that the internet, you know, people had dreams for it, and it's just a hate pit, really.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you about this one time. I got into a fight with a guy on a message board. It was over, did you ever hear of a movie called Live Free or Die Hard?
Of course. I saw it. It was awesome.
Yeah, with Justin Long?
Yeah. I guess he was in it. The guy from the Mac computer commercials?
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
Yeah, Kevin Smith was in it too.
Yeah. And, and that one guy.
Oh, the guy that played Hitman, Timothy Oliphant.
Is he the one who used to do those wine cooler commercials?
Oh, you mean Bruce Willis?
Is that who I'm thinking of?
Yeah, maybe. He used to do those Seagram's wine cooler ads in the 80s, you know, when he was still on TV.
Okay, yeah. I like him. I wish he'd do more TV work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Anyway, I got into a fight with a guy over Live Free or Die Hard, and yeah, it's funny to look back on it now, but commenters are such jerks.
Yeah, indeed they are.
Yeah. Oh, hey, listen, I'm sorry. I just got out of a movie, so I haven't been listening to the whole show. I wanted to know if you have played America's fourth favorite game yet.
What is America's fourth favorite game?
It's Weekend Plans Go.
Ah, we've not been playing that. Do you want to?
Do you want to play it?
Yeah, all right. Okay, well, you know, all right, Gordon. Okay.
No. I called you. You go first, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry. Jeez.
All right.
Fair enough. Okay.
Weekend plans go.
Okay. Well, my weekend plans, after tonight, I like to unwind and maybe go get a drink with some buddies. And then tomorrow there's a Spurs game on TV playing the Celtics.
Okay.
I like the round ball. Might watch that. How about you? What do you, weekend plans go?
Well, I guess my plans are pretty much spend all weekend at the movies. I mean, I love movies so much, and
big movie buff, huh?
Yeah, you know, whenever I can get a chance, I'll just go out. You know, I'll watch movies all day, and
I would love to do that. I just don't usually have the time, but no, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Make time, yeah. I just got out of one right now, and I'm about to go back in.
Oh, that sounds great. What did you just see?
You know that movie, He's Just Not That Into You?
I do know that movie. Yes.
Yeah, it was Justin Long and a bunch of other people.
Yeah. So you saw that?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, what did you think of it?
I don't know. You know, obviously some parts of it were great, but the rest it just didn't live up.
I don't really know about obviously, but that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. So, what are you going to go see next?
What do you mean?
Well, you said you were just about to go into another movie. So, what are you going to see now?
I'm going to see the same thing.
Well, wait a second. You're going to go watch He's Just Not That Into You? You're just going to go see that again?
Yeah, of course. Why not?
Well, that's kind of weird seeing a movie twice, like immediately twice in a row. Especially one that, you didn't seem that enthusiastic about it.
Oh, no. I said parts of it were great. And it's worth it just to see those parts.
Well, you know, more power to you. You know, if you like movies, but...
I love movies.
Well, it just seems kind of like a, I don't know, unpleasant experience. See it twice in a row like that?
Why do you say that?
Well, especially for that movie. I'm just not really a fan of most of the people in that movie. You know, like Jennifer Aniston is in it.
Wait, which one is she?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know what her character's name is.
Well, what does she look like?
What does Jennifer Aniston look like?
Yeah.
I'm really not sure how to answer the question. I mean, she's kind of...
You don't know how to describe people? Jeez, your head is so soft.
Oh, I'm sorry, I guess. Jeez. You know, but I feel like it's like too easy of a question. She looks like Jennifer Aniston.
Okay, well, would I know her from anything else?
Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah.
Again, I feel like I'm missing something. I mean, she's pretty famous.
I can tell you're missing something. Jeez.
She was in a show called Friends. You know, she played Rachel for like 10 years.
I've never heard of it.
You've never heard of the show Friends?
I don't really follow the new shows these days. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, it's not a new show. Wasn't that great of a show either, but, you know, it's pretty popular. Well, what about movies? She was also in that movie Marley and Me. She was in The Breakup.
I know that one. Okay, yeah. Was she the girlfriend?
Yeah, she was Vince Vaughn's girlfriend.
And Vince Vaughn was the boyfriend?
That's right.
Okay. I gotcha. I like that movie. Yeah. Not one of Justin Long's best, but still pretty good.
Wow. You know, I had forgotten that Justin Long was even in that movie.
Yeah, he was great in it. Well, you know, like I said. Anyway, hey, speaking of Vince Vaughn, he was in another movie with Justin Long. Did you know that?
Can't, oh, wait. Yeah, they were Dodgeball. They were in Dodgeball together.
Okay, so you know it?
Yeah, yeah, I saw Dodgeball.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. That's very cool. I think that's one of my favorites.
Oh, really? Because I wasn't that into it. I mean, like, it just seemed like Vince Vaughn was really mailing it in. Mm-hmm. You know, Ben Stiller was funny, but he was kind of just doing his whole Ben Stiller thing.
And which one was he?
Ben Stiller?
Yeah, yeah. Ben Stilberg? Ben Stiller?
Stiller.
Stiller, okay.
He played, yeah. Like, the villain of the movie, the guy that owned Globo Gym.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. I'm not too familiar with him. Has he done anything else?
Can I say something?
Of course.
You know, I don't mean any offense, but, you know, you said you're a big movie fan. You love movies.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but you seem to have, like, a very particular knowledge of entertainment.
I wouldn't say that.
All right, let's do a little test here. Name your favorite movie.
Oh, geez, my favorite movie? I'd probably have to say, do you know a movie called Waiting?
That is your favorite movie?
Yeah, I love that movie.
Waiting with Dane Cook and, like, Ryan Reynolds.
And Justin Long.
Okay,
yeah,
see, right, that's what I'm talking about.
What?
Everything you've mentioned has to do with Justin Long somehow.
I wouldn't say that.
All right, well, let's play a game real quick. How about that, another game?
Okay. Yeah,
instead of Weekend Plans, go play Have You Seen This Movie?
Bring it on.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Have you seen Zach and Miri Make a Porno?
Of course. Why wouldn't I see the best movie of 2008?
Yeah, not so much. Yeah.
You know who I really liked in it?
Oh, I don't know. Justin Long?
Well, besides him, do you know the guy in the movie?
Seth Rogen?
Yeah, I liked him. Especially that part when he's at the high school reunion. I like that a lot.
Oh, you mean the scene when he's talking to Justin Long? Okay. We talked about it. Have you seen The Dark Knight?
What's that about?
See? Never mind. There's my answer. But have you seen Accepted?
Oh, of course I have. It's only the best movie about college ever.
Really? The best college movie ever? Better,
oh, yeah.
Better than Animal House?
What's that?
All right, well, see, that's exactly what I mean. You know, your knowledge of movies just starts and ends with Justin Long and seemingly nothing else.
You could not be more wrong.
Look, I'm not trying to do... I mean, I'm attacking you a little bit. I'm not really... It's not really what I want to do, but can I ask you something?
Sure, yes.
Like, what's your favorite TV show of all time? Can I ask you that? Do you have one?
Of course, yeah, everybody has one.
All right, can I guess what it is?
Sure.
Is it Ed?
What does that prove? I mean, whose favorite show isn't Ed?
Literally, no one's favorite show is Ed. It was on for 3 seasons and it got canceled.
You take that back.
Take what back?
That Ed was canceled.
I'm not going to take it back. It was canceled like 8 years ago, and Justin Long was in it. And you know, it's not on TV anymore.
Oh, really? Really smart guy. Then how am I watching it right now?
Well, I don't know. DVD? Wait, hold on. Wait a second. I thought you said you just got to have a movie.
I did, and I'm about to go into another one.
So where are you seeing Ed? Like, where are you right now?
I'm in the lobby of the movie theater, and they're showing episodes of Ed on the wall.
Wait, so they're just projecting old episodes on the wall? What movie theater is that?
Yeah, I don't know. Where am I?
That doesn't make any sense to me. Like, why would they be doing that?
I don't know. I love it, though. It's my second favorite episode.
Oh, well, you know, good for you, Gordon. I hope you enjoy it.
Do you know the episode where Justin Long tells me to beat the guy who said "Live Free or Die Hard" sucked?
Wait, you mean the guy he got into a fight with on a message board?
Well, no, I met him on a message board, and then we got into a fight in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Why Fayetteville, Arkansas? Is that where you live?
No, that's where he lives.
Wait, oh my! You went all the way to Arkansas to beat up a guy for saying bad things about Justin Long on the internet?
Yeah, I beat him up in the parking lot of a restaurant. Do you know that one with the big red lobster on the sign?
You mean Red Lobster?
I don't know. I'm not a foodie, I guess. But I went to Fayetteville, and that's where I beat him up. That's what he told me to do.
Well, I'm confused. That's what the guy on the message board? He told you to beat him up in the parking lot of a Red Lobster?
No. He didn't tell me to do it. Justin Long told me to do it.
Okay,
It was on my second favorite episode of Ed.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to have to let you go.
Hey, before you let me go, do you want to know what my first favorite episode of Ed was?
Not really.
It's the one where Justin Long tells me to make friends with a local radio DJ.
And then what happened?
I don't know. That episode's a two-parter.
Well, I hope it... Hello? Hello, Gordon? Oh, man. That took a spooky turn. Well, we're running up here at the end of the hour. Stay tuned for Clear Spot coming up next. For David Hatta, my name is Mac Blake. For more information about this show, side projects, and an archive of past shows and podcasts, you may visit mascotwedding.com and be our friends on MySpace, myspace.com/mascotwedding. Hey, folks, next month at Staple, the Independent Media Expo, David and myself will have a table there. So maybe if you want to, come on and say hi. All right, so let's get out of here. We're going to close out the show with some Rolling Stones, Paint It Black. For David Hatta, my name is Mac Blake. Goodbye, Austin. Clear Spot next.